COVID Christmas shopping tips on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple with COVID Christmas holiday shopping tips. We're in unprecedented times, and whether you're able to gather successfully with your family or you're still self-isolating and quarantining, holiday shopping is here. I can't believe it's the end of the year already. And if you were planning on doing some safe Christmas shopping using online tools to do so, well, this episode is just for you because we still have to be vigilant with our online shopping. And it's something that we're probably not thinking about right now because we're overwhelmed with, do I have COVID? Am I infecting others if I have it? And all of the nonsense that's going on politically and socially, that the last thing that we're thinking about is about our safety online. And that's what I wanted to reiterate on today's episode, because we need to be vigilant ever more so now, because this is the opportunity for all kind of nefarious characters to scam you out of your hard-earned cash. And we're going to avoid that on this episode by deploying some techniques. So the first one is to do your homework. You know, there's a lot of deals out there, and we've got Black Friday specials, Cyber Monday specials, and all kinds of retailers trying to get at you so you shop at their location. But do your homework. Research what it is that you're looking for and look for the best value, not necessarily the best deal. And what I mean by that is think about the retailer that you're purchasing from. Are you getting such a deep discount that they may not be there if you have issues after the sale? That's a big challenge, and dealing with reputable retailers is more important than saving a couple of extra dollars that might actually cost you further on down the road. So that's an important one. Do your research. Do not succumb to impulse shopping. Make your gifts successful when you purchase them by doing your research up front. Second, we want to take and stick to the brands that we know. Right now, there's so many discounts and so many retailers that are popping up with all of these sales, and you're bombarded with ads everywhere you go digitally. That how do you know what deal is the best deal or whether somebody is an online retailer? Don't even give yourself that mental anguish. Stick with retailers you know, whether they're the mom and pop stores that you usually deal with when you can go in and work with them face to face, or online retailers and big box retailers. You want to make sure that you are dealing with somebody who is reputable, because again, we're looking for the service after the sale. If there's a problem with your purchase, if something needs to be returned or exchanged for something different, you want to make sure that that retailer is going to honor it for you. And regardless of the size of the store, you want to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable retailer. Along that same vein, you're probably bombarded with tons of emails advertising things too. Now, this is where you can really get caught off guard, because it looks and feels like your favorite retailer. So what do? Because you want to get the coupon code, you click on the link, and now it takes you to a spoofed website where you're entering in your sensitive information, and you're likely not going to get your purchases, and more than likely, you're going to get ripped off, or your information is going to be sold to another party who will then rip you off. And this is a really critical thing, because we have to keep our guard up at this time, especially when we're shopping online. We've got so many things that are in flux in our lives, in the world, and the last thing that we need to do is to lose what hard-earned money we have to some sort of scammer. So when you see that ad come in your inbox and you think it's from the retailer that you typically shop with, then just write down the coupon code and go to your website browser and manually enter in the website for shopping. This is a critical piece because this is how we avoid being scammed or phished or spoofed or any of that stuff. We don't even have to think about it when we do it this way. So enter that into the browser yourself. Then, once you complete your purchase and you've gathered everything into your shopping cart, when you go to the shopping cart to check out, make sure that the web domain is secure, meaning that look up in your browser window and the URL should begin with an HTTPS. That way you know you're dealing with an encrypted connection and that the transaction will be safe. Finally, my last piece of advice is probably the most important piece of advice, and this is where so many financial gurus get it wrong. When you shop online, always use a credit card. Avoid debit cards at all costs. When my debit cards come in, I shred them. I don't even keep the debit cards associated with my banking accounts. And there's a couple of reasons why. So first off, the consumer protections don't exist for debit card transactions. So you won't be able to dispute successfully unless you know right away. There's short time limits and you have to pay attention to these. When you get that paper that's with the micro print from your banks that talk about your institution's way of handling these things, you need to read those. You need to know what it is that your debit card does, how it functions, and what your recourse is. And credit cards are a beautiful thing because not only do they give you the consumer protections that you need for fraudulent purchases, or if you're not happy if the retailer doesn't support the purchase after the sale, here's the bonus about using credit cards. It's simple, really. They're not taking your money. So when you spend money on credit, you have to pay it later. You've spent your credit. You haven't spent your hard-earned dollars. So what does that mean? If there's an issue, you dispute it. And guess what? Your money is still in a bank account. But if you shop with a debit card, it pulls your money out right then and there. Done. Now you have to fight to get your own money back. It's not just a dispute. And one simple fraudulent mistake can upset your whole apple cart if you were heavily budgeted down to the exact penny. This can cause serious ramifications because now you're going to be overdrawn. So you're going to have overdrawn fees, which takes away more of your money that won't allow you to complete your bills and pay all of your bills successfully on time. So it's critical that we avoid debit cards at all costs because, again, you don't want to be chasing your own money. Yes, it stinks if you get ripped off, but on a credit card, it's easier for you to handle and you can rest easy that your money is still secure. And that's a critical piece when we talk about how do we protect ourselves financially. And I get tired of these financial gurus that say, oh, well, you need to cut up your credit cards and use debit cards. That's wrong, because if you can be disciplined with a debit card, you can do the same discipline with a credit card. It's that simple, all right? It's about a mindset. And are you really looking to build wealth and protect your financial future, both now and for your children? Well, if the answer is yes, then you'll be just as disciplined with a credit card. And so just cut up those debit cards and use credit cards for your online shopping, for all of your shopping, because again, transactionally, you don't lose any money if it's a fraudulent transaction, if there's a mistake made. And let me just tell you how painful it is when that happens, and because it just creates a big spiral out of control. So of all of those tips in our financial fast facts today, that's the most important ones. No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me, I'm Heather Wagenhals and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing, and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now. For your financial fast facts, remember to do your homework, to stick with the brands that you know. Always enter in the websites you want to shop at manually. Check that your shopping cart has the HTTPS in its URL and that your transaction is encrypted. And of course, always, always shop with credit cards. That's it for this episode. For more great resources, tools, and information to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now, then just visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. From the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation family, we are wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving and a prosperous holiday season. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.